K-State Nation, this is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer checking in with you on this Tuesday, October 15th, 2024, reaction edition to what happened over the weekend. I was out of town, but K-State, 18-3 K-State in another road and hostile environment. 18-3 K-State late, rally back late in this one. Taking it away from Deion Sanders and company up there in Boulder, Colorado, winning this football game late in Big 12 After Dark, if you will, 31-28 in this game. Again, I'll start at the top saying I did not watch this game late because the fact that it started at, 9:15, 9:20 Central Time, and I had to run a marathon, get up, run a marathon the next morning. Which I have more on that marathon, next week on my other podcast, the original EG3 podcast. But focus shifting and focus back to Kansas State. You know, last time they're on the road in a hostile environment, they got shellacked, beat down by BYU. This time, a mistake by Avery Johnson late in this game turned into points for Colorado. But Avery Johnson took another step forward. Another building block step forward in the maturation process there, as the future of this K-State program here. Huge pass made, touchdown pass from Jace Brown, a 50-yarder to Jace Brown to eventually be the game winner for K-State out up there. And, yeah. K-State, 2 minutes and 14 seconds left, went ahead with that touchdown there. Jace Brown, Mr. Clutch, yes sir. Ever since the second half of last year, he has made big play after big play, and Jace Brown definitely has become the big home run hitter for this team. Speaking of the home run hitter, how about looking at these numbers from DJ Giddens? 182 yards? What's it? Yeah, 25K totes, 182 more yards. This guy's going to go over 1,000 yards here before too long. I've heard. I think he's at least over 725 yards for this season there. For him, like I said, you got to be live on the big three. Avery Johnson made a big plays there, needed to come a big plays. Even he had to come out of the game due to injury. And shout out to Daquan Roberson there. Stepping up in a first action of the season. Well, not the first action. He saw playing time in the home opener against Tennessee Martin. He stepped in there, hit a big pass play to Jace Brown there in this game. Fascinating enough, speaking of DJ Giddens, 182 yards. And then, of course, Jace Brown, 6 catches, 121 yards. And the game-winning touchdown there. And, of course, I said on the podcast last week, Dylan Adams was going to get in that end zone. He did. He did get into the end zone. Your big three was huge. Jace Brown was humongous in this game. And a stat that keeps flowing up on K-State Twitter. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. K-State wins it late over Colorado and Boulder. The reuniting of this rivalry between K-State and Colorado. K-State has absolutely the last laugh. You know, I don't know what was going on before. Like I said, I had no pages. I only going off of reading K-State sports online, getting caught up on some of the press conference post interviews and all that other stuff. Even the other K-State podcast out there, as we all know by now. I don't know what went down, but K-State, yes sir, we got the last lap, baby. Take that order, what it is. Right there, but a stat that keeps popping up on K-State Twitter and even on Instagram. Colorado going this game, even despite, you know, giving up yards, they didn't allow a 100-yard rusher and a wide receiver going 100 yards. All that got broke. All that got checked out the box for them. Jace Brown going off and DJ Giddens continuing to be superstar DJ Giddens. And Deuce Vaughn giving his praises. he gave a shout out to his former teammate DJ Giddens on K-State Twitter there as well. And DJ Gannon started being that conversation now of, yes, sir, one of those, one of the great backs, K-State. Yeah, K-State, for he's on, he does all that talking with his action on the field, rightfully so, and he is putting it down, wearing out defenses week in, week out. And like I said, you got to rely on the big three. Now I'm trying to come up with is there going to be a big four in there with Jace Brown? He's been one of the more consistent wide receivers in that wide receiver room, hands down. And this defense for K-State continues defense, you know, how they come up with stops. They did that. Came on to stop late there. Shador Sanders, let's see. I don't have the stat. What's on him? Oh, no. Yes, I do. Shador Sanders, 388 yards, was picked off in this game, but he still threw for three touchdowns in this ball game. Travis Hunter did go out of this ball game, and Colorado didn't have Jimmy Horn Jr. K-State lost a couple players in this game, including Jacob Paris and Marquis Siegel in his football game. Yeah, that's huge losses for K-State in this game. But look at the big picture. More importantly, I've heard all week that the Big 12's cluttered, and even ESPN, you know, the ESPN loves for Colorado, right? Well, we shut that down after this game. Everybody picking Colorado on College Game Day again. Y'all suck. Get out of here with that. That's not the first time that they've done that. So, for all this, College Game Day, y'all can take it where the sun don't shine right there. And they even, K-State, they had Colorado favored to get to the Big 12 championship. Well, K-State trumps that card as well. K-State takes another step forward into getting back to Arlington. But again, this little tricky road swing going to continue, but So a big step was taken again by Chris Klieman, head coach of his football team, and his young quarterback, A.J. Avery Johnson. Yeah, a huge difference between BYU and the Colorado game on the road. Made a mistake. Avery Johnson, speaking of getting hurt, Avery Johnson, he also got banged up. Like I said, I mentioned, talked about Taquan Robinson's clutchness, seeing the field again. He had experience as starting quarterback. And that proved to be dividends for K-State. They're making the plays necessary to get this win. And not only that, still have some control there to try to get themselves to the Big 12 Championship. This is the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, K-State 31, Colorado 28 here as K-State bumps to 5-1 overall. More importantly, 2-1 in the conference there. Let me see if I can get the other tab to pop up on my laptop here there as well. Yeah, K-State, Colorado, they're both tied. K-State had the lead going in to halftime, and then they piled on in the third quarter, but then Colorado made a late charge in the fourth quarter to take the lead. And then K-State, 7 points in that fourth quarter. That's all they needed right there to put it down in this game there. Yeah, Avery Johnson scored another on the ground in the first half of this football game. K-State 22-20 on first downs in this ball game. Let me see here. Avery Johnson's final line, 15 of 23, 224 yards, two touchdowns, and a pick in this game there. Yeah, Dylan Edwards, 7 carries for 21 yards. DJ Gannon's another monster game from him as well. Defensively, Marquis Siegel left the game. He and Brennan Mott, monster game for him. Marquis Siegel led the team in tackles, 7 total tackles. Brennan Mott, 5, along with Austin Romaine. Keaton Garber had 4 tackles in this one as well. Yeah, man, huge step for K-State in this one. Yeah, they favored Colorado get to the Big 12 championship game. Well, that took a serious hit there as well. But now, again, of course, if you're K-State, you don't have the tiebreaker over BYU. BYU and Iowa State, you still have Iowa State late at the end of the year. So that, if K-State can take care of business against West Virginia on the road, again, me and Alex highlighted this little stretch here on the schedule for Kansas State football. going on the road to Boulder, West Coast. Then you got to go all the way to the Northeast to play in Mountaineers, which is in prime time coming up. We'll have preview of that game this week here on this podcast, right? So you have Iowa State in front of you. That's at the end of the year, right? Tech, I don't think we play Tech. I gotta double back and check that. Sorry, I do know we play Arizona State, so they're ahead of you there. So Kansas State, you knew to have this game. You took care of that. Now, can you take care of West Virginia there? But huge win for this team there as well. So, but injuries are a concern there as well, as you move in to this week's game against West Virginia. West Virginia is also, let's not forget about them. They're 2-2. Wait, hang on a second. Hey, hold up. Hold up a second. Let me see if I put the overall regular. Oh, yeah, West Virginia overall is 3-3, 2-1 in the conference. Your K-State Wildcats moved up a spot in the AP poll, top 25, 17th now, 5-1 in the conference, and they're 2-1. So, again, another step. You don't want to put yourself in a lot of tiebreakers, but, again, you want to handle your business. You take care of Colorado, right? You took care of them. Took care of Arizona. You've already beaten... Let me see, Oklahoma State as well. So, again, you're marching for up in the standings now. You got a tiebreaker over Colorado. So, next up for K-State Wildcats in primetime against West Virginia on Saturday night, another primetime game, another challenge. Can't be up for the challenge. We'll see about that. But, yeah, got to rally your big three. That's what you did. And DJ Gaines has become a monster on the crowd for sure. But Avery Johnson made the plays that you had to have him. He said it in his press game conference there with Jace Brown. You got to make plays. Got to step up, make plays. That's what you got to do as leader of this team. And he took another step on those building blocks to do that. So very happy about that. Very happy about this one. I was a little nervous going to sleep. Like, what is going to happen? I'm not going to see this game. And probably not going to sleep. Especially with the marathon ahead there. Again, I'll explain more what went down in Chicago on the other podcast, but yeah, I was a little nervous, I don't know, going to sleep, we'll see what happens. So crazy, as we all know by now, college football, especially with the Big 12, as we call it now, the Big 12 after dark with the BYU teams out there and Colorado's of the world, that hey, crazy things happen, and this was a nail-biting game for sure, turned out, seeing the highlights and all that other stuff. But, hey, at the end of the day, more importantly, K-State, your Wildcats, pulled out this victory. It's all about wins. I want to see my football team get wins, and they did it again on Saturday night, late against Colorado, late in the fourth quarter. Big touchdown pass. The connection, Johnson to Brown for the game winner on Saturday night against Colorado. That's the 18th-ranked K-State. At that point, K-State, 18th-ranked in the country, took down Colorado by 3, 31-28. Next in line for K-State in their march to try to get back to Arlington, West Virginia, this Saturday night. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. We're not having a chance to record Kansas State content. Folks, I'll have this out immediately here. In a little while on this Tuesday. And, of course, K-State Soccer wrapped up another game last night in the Big 12. We'll get to that as well. So, there you go on that. And me and Alice will finally get together after a couple weeks of hiatus here due to postseason action over in our Podbean app. If you don't have the Podbean app, feel free, download the Podbean app. Bonus content of the Pro Project Podcast on that, on my channel, Greer3Eddies Podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R. With the number 3EDDIE, apostrophe S, podcast right there. Now, I'll get back in touch with him today as well. I could get back in the swing of things here on the Kansas City side. That's going to wrap things up on another reaction edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports, Alex Aiden, out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer, here in what has turned to be, finally, fall in Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another winning episode of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition. Go Cats.